Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going beneath the surface, looking past the charts and into what is probably the most powerful force in markets like DeFi, human psychology. We've got some fascinating sources here, pulling from trading classics like Market Wizards, but also behavioral economics from people like Dan O'Reilly.
That's right. And what we've done is piece it all together into a kind of a behavioral arbitrage system. It's a playbook, really, designed to exploit those predictable mistakes, the FOMO, the FUD that just, whipsaw most people around.
But we're moving past just knowing what FOMO is.
Went into a structured framework for actually doing the opposite.
Okay, so the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple, but it sounds hard. It's to gain a real systematic edge by mastering crowd psychology.
Exactly. We want to avoid what the sources call cycle blindness. That's the failure to see that the current mood, whether it's euphoria or total despair, isn't going to last forever.
And if you can do that, you can position yourself as a contrarian. Minimize risk when everyone's greedy and, well, maximize opportunity when they're all terrified.
That's the entire game right there.
All right, let's get into this. The core of the whole system is this framework. The six phases of crowd psychology. Phase one is just figuring out where we are on that map.
You have to. And this idea isn't new at all. I mean, it goes back to legendary traders like Jesse Livermore.
Right. He had that famous quote, something like, "The public is always wrong at the turning points."
That phrase is the profit engine for this entire thing. In DeFi, those turning points are just so incredibly sharp because all that emotion is amplified. The crowd moves through six phases like clockwork.
Okay, so let's walk through them. Where does it start?
It starts with the best contrarian opportunity. Phase one, stealth accumulation. This is when the consensus is basically DeFi is dead. If it's in the news, it's bad news. It's boring. Volatility is crushed.
Everyone who bought the top has given up and gone home.
Exactly. And this is where the smart money is quietly buying up quality assets for like 80 or 90% off. Your job here is to be building positions. Think mid-2022, after the whole Luna collapse. That was a classic stealth phase.
Got it. Then things start to thaw out a bit.
Which brings us to phase two, awareness. Sentiment warms up. You start to hear some cautious optimism. Media coverage is more balanced. The price chart shows a steady, kind of quiet uptrend.
So this is where you add to the positions you started building.
Yes. You're adding to them, confirming that something has structurally changed from the bear market.
And then comes the fun part.
Then comes phase three, enthusiasm. This is the momentum phase. Price starts accelerating, resistance levels just shatter. And, your friends who haven't mentioned crypto in 2 years are suddenly texting you about it.
The FOMO starts to creep in.
It's creeping in, but it's not full-blown hysteria yet. Smart money is holding on, but they're already planning their exits. Your job is just to hold your winners and, crucially, resist the urge to just pile in more.
Which leads directly into the danger zone.
Phase four. Greed. Pure euphoria. This is when you hear, this time is different, price action is parabolic, everyone feels like a genius.
And this is where the system says you have to act.
It's an automatic trigger. You have to start systematically taking profits. Even though every part of you wants to hold on for more, you have to reduce your exposure. It's non-negotiable.
Okay, so after the peak, the party ends. What's phase five?
Phase five is denial, and this one is just brutal. Emotionally, it's the worst.
This is it's just a correction phase.
Yes, or I'll sell when I get back to my entry price.
The market gives you these dead cat bounces, these sharp little rallies that trick you into thinking it's all fine.
But it's not.
No. This is smart money finishing their distribution, selling into that hope. You have to keep reducing your exposure on those bounces.
Until finally, everyone gives up.
Phase six, fear or capitulation, just pure panic, massive volume, sharp drops. The media is all doom and gloom again. People are selling just to make the pain stop.
And that's the bottom.
Or very close to it. Smart money sees this as the ultimate opportunity. They're not buying yet, but they're making their shopping list for the next cycle.
So the key is to know what phase you're in and make sure your portfolio actually reflects that. Yes, that gap is what we call the cost of being wrong. If you think we're in the greed phase, but you're still 95% invested, that's a huge psychological risk. Because when denial hits, you'll be paralyzed.
You won't be able to sell.
You'll just ride it all the way down. This framework forces you to act on a plan, not on emotion. Okay, so we've got the map. But moving from that feeling to, actual data requires phase two, a sentiment tracking system.
And the sources say this isn't a huge time commitment, right? Like 5 minutes a day.
That's it. Consistency is what matters.
So how do we track it? The data seems to fall into two main buckets. The first is social media sentiment.
Right, and you basically just rate this on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is extreme fear, 10 is extreme greed. You're just getting a read on the mood of crypto Twitter, Discord activity, the kind of content on YouTube.
So are they talking about long-term utility, or are they talking about moonshots and Lambos?
Exactly. That gives you your score for the day.
Then there's the second bucket, which is more hard data, on-chain sentiment signals.
Yeah, and there are a few key ones to watch. First, gas fees. If they're under, say, $5, things are pretty quiet.
But if they're consistently over $20 or spiking to 100 plus.
That's pure retail mania. Too many people trying to cram through the door at once. Second, you look at the DeFi TVL trend total value locked.
Yeah, actual money in the system.
Right. Is that number growing or is it shrinking? If price is going up but TVL is flat or falling, that's a big warning sign. It means capital is leaving.
And the third one is yield APYs, the returns you can get.
Yeah. If you're seeing APYs of like 50, 100% everywhere, that is not sustainable. It's a clear sign you're deep in the greed phase, fueled by pure speculation.
Okay, this next part feels absolutely critical. The distinction between what the sources call smart money and loud money.
This is the filter you have to apply to everything. You have to separate the signal from the noise.
So let's define them. Smart money indicators. These are things to look for in the quiet times.
Exactly. In the downturns, you're looking for VCs making quiet strategic investments. You're looking for high developer activity on GitHub. Are they still building? Are institutions adding assets to their treasuries for the long term?
Things that show real conviction.
Yes. On the other hand, you have the loud money indicators. This is the noise you have to ignore.
This is the stuff that's everywhere. Influencer pumps, get rich quick courses popping up.
Celebrity meme coin endorsements, all of it. It's just hype with no real substance behind it.
So the goal is to create a ratio.
You're creating a ratio. Ideally, in an accumulation phase, you want to see a 4-to-0 ratio. 4 strong smart money signals, 0 loud money noise. That's your green light.
And conversely, a 0-to-4 ratio, all hype, no substance.
That is the clearest possible signal to be distributing your assets. You have to base your conviction on code and capital, not on celebrity tweets.
Okay, so we've mapped the phases, we're gathering the data. But knowing isn't doing. Phase 3 is the contrarian playbook. This is about execution.
This is where most people fail. The emotional challenge is immense. So, rule 1. Fade the consensus at extremes. We call it the 90% rule.
So what does that mean in practice?
It's an automatic trigger. When your sentiment tracking is consistently showing an 8 out of 10 or higher, meaning 90% of people are wildly bullish, you don't think, you act.
You take profits, reduce your position sizes, you build up your cash.
You are literally acting out the phrase, when everyone is greedy, I will be fearful.
And then you invert it for the bottom. When sentiment is below a 3 out of 10 and everyone is panicking,
that's your automatic trigger to deploy that cash. You start buying the quality projects you researched when things were boring. It's non-optional. You have to act when it feels the most terrifying.
Which flows right into rule 2. Follow smart money, not loud money.
It's just reinforcing the last point. Your buy and sell decisions have to be based on the actions of the core teams, the VCs, the long-term holders, not the hype. Signal over noise. Always.
All right, let's talk about rule 3. Because this one seems like the hardest one psychologically. Position size. Inversely, to comfort, the discomfort allocation system.
It is by far the hardest. It requires you to completely override your natural human instincts.
I mean, it sounds good in theory, but how do you actually force yourself to buy more when every headline is screaming sell and your stomach is in knots?
The trick is to reframe it. The discomfort is the buy signal. Your brain is wired to avoid pain, so buying something that's down 85% feels neurologically wrong.
You have to lean into that feeling.
You have to treat that pain as validation that you're on the right track. The worse it feels, the better the opportunity probably is. So you actually increase your position size based on your level of discomfort.
And the opposite is true at the top. When everything feels easy, when you feel like a genius because all your investments are going up,
that is the absolute worst time to add more risk. That feeling of euphoria is a psychological warning flare. It's your signal to reduce your position size, to take profits, to preserve your capital.
So let's zoom out a bit. Phase 4 introduces a broader context for this, the 4 seasons of DeFi.
Yeah, this just provides a longer-term map for your overall positioning. It starts with DeFi winter, the bear market. Last 12 to 24 months, you see those 80 to 90% drops.
And your strategy here is just accumulation. Target 60 to 80% of your capital deployed.
Right. Then you move into DeFi Spring, the early bull, lasts maybe 6 to 12 months. It's a steady recovery. Here you're finalizing your core positions, getting up to that 70 to 90% deployed target.
Which then accelerates into DeFi Summer, the full-blown bull market.
6 to 18 months of rapid growth, infectious enthusiasm. Now your strategy flips. You're not accumulating anymore. You're holding and trimming. You stay heavily deployed, but you are taking profits at preset targets, like when an asset doubles or goes up 5x.
And finally, that leads to DeFi Autumn, the late bull, early bear.
This is that 3 to 9 month distribution phase we talked about, widespread denial. Your job is systematic exit. You're aggressively cutting your deployment down to maybe 30 to 50%, getting ready for the next winter.
Okay, let's get into the really advanced stuff. Phase 5, spotting reversals using something called sentiment divergence analysis.
This is when you're looking for a mismatch between price and emotion. So, scenario 1. Price is clearly falling, but sentiment on social media is still weirdly optimistic.
People are still holding out hope.
Exactly. They're trapped in confirmation bias. That tells you the selling isn't done. More downside is likely. Your action is to get out or stay out.
And the opposite scenario would be the buy signal.
The ultimate buy signal. Scenario 2. The fundamentals of a project are getting stronger, maybe a huge upgrade or a big VC investment, but the overall market sentiment is still terrible.
The market just hasn't caught up yet.
Hasn't caught up to reality. That is your high conviction moment to build a position and build it aggressively.
And the final technique here is the commitment test. What's that?
It's about gauging how sustainable a trend is by looking at who's involved. High commitment indicators are things like founders holding huge positions, long-term staking lockups, institutional capital that can't be sold for years. That signals a sustainable, strong trend.
And low commitment would be the opposite.
All the fragile stuff. A market dominated by high-leverage traders, day traders, yield chasers who jump from farm to farm every week.
All short-term money.
All short-term money. That signals a fragile trend that can collapse in an instant. You want to align your capital with the high commitment protocols because they're the ones who won't panic and sell at the first sign of trouble. So when you put this all together, what does success actually look like? It's not just about profit.
Right. It's about behavior.
It's behavioral compliance. Did you do your 5-minute sentiment tracking every day? Is your portfolio positioning actually aligned with the cycle phase you identified? And most importantly, have you achieved that psychological goal of being comfortable being uncomfortable?
Buying the fear, selling the greed.
If you can train yourself to do that systematically, you've won.
That really is the core of it all, isn't it? The crowd is right during the big obvious trends, but they were almost always wrong at the turning points. Your entire edge comes from knowing that difference and from acting on your system, not your feelings.
Be disciplined, be systematic, and always question the consensus.
So since we know the greatest fortunes are built by understanding what everyone else is feeling and then, you know, doing the opposite at those emotional extremes, we'll leave you with a thought to apply to your own world. What is one overweight popular sector in your current investment landscape that the crowd absolutely loves right now, the one that makes you feel the most comfortable?
Right.
And what's one unloved quality opportunity that you're ignoring because it feels scary or boring? The gap between that comfort and that opportunity, that's exactly where the profit is made.